Every temptation begins with the word if. Everyone. Because if you examine your lives and think about all those times that you have been tempted, think about those things that you do when you fall into sin and you end up coming to confession, they always begin with the word if, even if that word is not said. And so that little word, according to the dictionary, it is a conjunction. And that little word, two letters, if, what is it that that word does? The first thing that it does is that it creates doubt in our minds. Because you see the way that Satan approached Jesus. And so he said to him, if you are the Son of God, then do this. If you are the Son of God. And when the devil approached Jesus with those words, what he intended to do was to put doubts in the mind of Jesus. Because if Jesus attempted to turn stone into bread, he would be trying to prove to himself, but not to God, that he was the Son of God. But it just so happens that Jesus was beyond temptation because Jesus knew who he was. But unfortunately, we don't always know who we are, do we? And that is why we fall into sin. Because we doubt our relationship with God. We doubt the fact that we are truly sons and daughters of God. And therefore, the devil's great tool is to sow seeds of doubt. And once we believe that, then we fall into sin. So therefore, one of the ways in which we counteract that, as we know from that prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, where there is doubt, what do we counteract that with? Faith. Because when we talk about our faith, we're talking about our relationship with God. And really, what we should be saying at the time of temptation, and I know it's hard, but what we should be saying is, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And then we can say, I am the Son of God, I am the daughter of God. And therefore, I know that I will not succumb to your temptation. But the devil doesn't stop there with sowing seeds of doubt. Because the next kind of temptation that comes to us with that word if, is that if, when it's used, it is done in order to deceive. So first there is doubt that is sown, and then there is deception. Because what is it that happens with that deception? Is that the devil then offers us all these great and glorious things And by offering them, what we end up doing is that we worship Him, because we turn away from God and we turn to the devil, because through his deception he's saying, look at me, I am God, therefore give me your allegiance, worship me. So there it is, he was offering Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. But guess what? He can always offer that, but it doesn't belong to him. So he couldn't offer that to anybody. So he was deceiving Jesus by trying to say, this belongs to me, and he does the same thing with us. So we're being offered things that the devil cannot give us. But because we are tempted by it, we turn and we say, we will follow, we will do that. Because all of these things that glitter before us, the fame, the happiness, you know, those feelings of whatever it is, and we fall into sin. But sometimes we do resist. And what does the devil do? He comes back with doubt. Because two times in the temptations of Jesus, he goes with doubt. It's only one that he did with deception. Because the devil does not give up. The devil works very hard. And he thinks that if he keeps doing the same thing over and over again, it will finally work. So he goes back to Jesus and he says, if you are the Son of God. And of course, as I said at the beginning, Jesus knew who he was. And therefore, we need to get to know who we are. And even if the devil leaves us, as we're told in the gospel, he left Jesus to come back at another time. So it will always happen. And therefore, what tends to happen with that is that when we start doubting, we start doubting God as well. So in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, we hear the story of a man who brought his son who was possessed by devils. He brought him hoping that his son would be healed. And when the disciples could not drive out the demons, and Jesus came on the scene, he said to Jesus, and this is, I think it's about verse 23 of Mark 9. Mark 9, verse 23. He said to Jesus, if you can, heal my son. And Jesus said to him, if you can? That's Jesus' response, if you can? So Jesus was saying to him, get that doubt away from your mind. Because all things are possible for the one who believes. So do you see how we counteract doubt with faith? So everything is possible for the one who believes. And therefore, it is our faith that will help us to overcome our temptations. Therefore, sisters and brothers, I'm inviting you to use this Lenten period to work on your faith, to work on that faith that you have been given. And so during Lent, we have decided, because it is a recommendation of Holy Mother Church, we will use the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed is our baptismal creed. And so during the season of Lent and the Easter season, we will be using that creed. Because when persons are being baptized, that's how they profess their faith. And so I want you to study the Apostles' Creed during this Lenten period. Work on that and see how you can work on your faith. Because through our faith, we're going to say to the devil, go to you know where. Because that's where he belongs. And when we do this, we will then be able to say to him, do you know who I am? And as we know who we are, then everything will be good for us.